"She's stirring," the man said.
"Then you had better light your fire. We have done our part."
Raven's eyes snapped open, and she gazed into Truth Speaker's eyes accusingly. The woman looked away and picked up a cloth-covered bundle, shouldered it, and joined a group of other firstborn to begin a trek out of the now deserted village into night. Even the hide was gone from the dwellings, leaving them looking like bones after a carrion-eater's visit. Many Angressi hunters with blazing torches held high ringed Raven on her pyre. Drugged by her own people and given as barter to the Angressi, treated like a god by the men and yet sacrificed with glee by the Samara maidens, they, her people, crept off into the night. High overhead, stars twinkled in the dark sky.
"Fry the witch,"
the Angressi with the captain's epaulets ordered, thrusting his own torch into the stack of dry faggots. Wood crackled and sparked as it caught alight, and the sweet smell of burning elder filled her senses. Margie's voice echoed in Raven's mind, reciting the rede of growing things.
"Elder is the lady's tree. Burn it not, or cursed you'll be."
Heart pounding, Raven wanted to call out to a higher power, but who would answer? Laughing faces ringed around her, all hunters dancing in glee.
"Please don't let Meryl be with them."
A silver arrow streaked from the sky to hover in front of her face.
The fire drake spouted flames around her, as if his would quell those others. He looked around at the Angressi, hissing before he took off into the night. With his going, Raven lost all hope. She tried to inhale the smoke to make a quick ending, but they had used only dry wood. Flames now licked around her legs. The heat seared away the wool of her Samara maiden skirts and scorched her flesh, where blisters formed and burst. The sleeves of her leather tunic caught on fire. She screamed in a throat part closed from the drug given her. Suddenly, a violent downdraft pushed the flames away from her hair. Men screamed, running for cover from a stream of liquid fire spouting from above. The great shape of a flying wyvern swooped down on them, burning flesh to ashes, and then it turned to Raven. Talons outstretched, it yanked her and the stake from the heart of the flames. Great wings fanned for lift until they were airborne with the ground rushing underneath. A scream escaped her, and then another, until wind tore away her voice. Raven worried at her smoldering bonds despite the pain from her burns. Better to fall to her death than be torn apart by the beast. But the rope held, and only charred lumps of cloth fell from her. On through the night they flew to a claw of mountains, with snow-tipped summits gleaming in the moonlight. The beast banked and dived at an opening in the rock, where it dropped her and the stake on a ledge. Raven landed hard. Beyond screaming, she panted, waiting for the beast to attack. Starlight glistened on the wyvern's scales. His golden eyes gleamed at her as he turned his head on one side to regard her. And then he extended one massive talon. Her bonds almost melted apart at the touch of that sharpest of scythes. Raven ran desperately for the nearest cover, a cave mouth. A silver fireball formed in her fist to light her way, even as the ground shuddered underfoot, and a hiss sounded behind her. Half-turning, Raven trembled at the sight of the beast. It filled the passage, and a metallic, musky scent wafted from it. Golden eyes gleamed at her, and wicked fangs showed in glittering and scaled jaws. She fled deeper into a network of tunnels, running, stumbling, her breath ragged. The scrape of claws on rock followed her until the tunnel branched. She slipped through a narrow passage, praying that this way held no other openings of size.